From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. One of the questions in the debate over cloning and medical research using cloning techniques is, are clones normal? At least one biotechnology company says the answer is definitely yes. Next week, it's publishing a paper in the journal Science titled simply, Cloned Cattle Can Be Healthy and Normal. The company says it wants to correct the notion that cloning only produces freakish and unhealthy offspring. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
It's easy to find stories about cloned animals that had to fight their way into this world. A couple of years ago, Marquis Tushin at Texas A&M University helped clone the world's first bull. The new calf was named Second Chance.
He had a lot of problems the first 2 weeks of life. You know, he had cardiopulmonary kinds of problems, and we had to have him on a respirator for about a week. And then he developed diabetes, and we had to treat him with insulin. And he had, you know, lots of weird things going on with him when he was really a baby. And then after he got through the first 6 weeks of life or so, he was fine. He's been fine ever since.
Second Chance is now grazing happily on a Texas ranch. Robert Lanza, medical director of a company called Advanced Cell Technology, wanted to show that happy endings are not unusual. Lanza is lead author on the paper appearing in Science magazine. The first four footnotes refer not to other scientific papers, but to media reports about the perils of cloning. It's not true, he says, that all clones are abnormal. Lanza and colleagues took DNA from adult cattle cells and inserted them into cows' eggs. They ended up with 30 clones. The cattle, some over a year old, have all been given blood and urine tests.
All of the data, at least all of the data that we could collect using scientific methodology, is confirming that these animals are perfectly normal, and we would challenge anyone to distinguish these animals from an ordinary normal animal.
Cloning is still not reliable enough to try on humans, Lanza says. Advanced Cell Technology initially implanted 110 cows with clones. 70% of them spontaneously aborted. Six calves died after birth. But the 30 survivors fared well. Some researchers worry that clones can be born unusually large or have swollen placentas. But Lanza says these clones had average birth rates and the placentas were normal. Some scientists were concerned that clones might have weakened immune systems. But Lanza says these tests indicate that T cells and other parts of the immune system seem to be normal.
Perhaps even more important than these laboratory studies, which strongly suggest that the animals have functional immune systems, is clinically, these animals were out in the field, and they've responded to periodic infections in the same manner as normally conceived animals.
Nice bit of work, says Marquis Tushin, who helped clone Second Chance. But scientists already knew this, he says. Get clones through the first few weeks, and they usually live normal lives. Mice have been cloned for six generations without apparent problem. So, does this paper prove the cattle are normal? Depends on what you mean by normal, he says.
I don't think we know enough about the normality or not of these clones. We don't even know what are all the parameters we should be measuring. If you look at this paper, they're running standard blood chemistry and standard kind of things you would look at to test the immune system. And those are all good things, but they're not everything that one could test. And I don't know that you could or would come up with everything you would want to test. What do you test? You know, what do you look for? Especially in a cow.
How do you know what a cow is thinking? Maybe it has a subtle cognitive disorder. There may also be hidden genetic problems with clones. Rudolf Janisch is a biologist at MIT. He's cloned mice and found that their cells differ in subtle ways. The genome is apparently undisturbed, but some of the genes don't behave quite right. Some genes are more active, some less active than usual. Janisch used a different cloning technique than Advanced Cell Technology did to produce their cattle, but he suspects the cattle may also be slightly abnormal.
I think one needs much more sophisticated functional and molecular tests, which have not been done, and probably are very difficult to do in animals. So I think it is, to my opinion, a totally unresolved issue how normal these animals are in a more subtle sense.
The paper in Science is likely to mean many things to many people. Its authors are trying to make sure that Congress does not clamp down on what they see as legitimate medical research that uses cloning techniques to try to treat diseases. Human cloning advocates are likely to see this as evidence that they should be allowed to go ahead. The paper will also be presented next week at a National Academy of Sciences meeting to discuss the safety of cloning in farming and food. The three researchers who spoke to NPR for this story may have different views on how normal today's clones are, but they all agreed on one thing. Asked if they would eat a cloned animal, they all said, "Yeah, sure." David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.